Nation, so good to be with you. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com, our two websites. We've got a great special today on OxyLift. Buy one, get one free. I mean, how much better can that be? Ed McCabe's going to be here later on, Mr. Oxygen himself. Oxygen has never been more important, whether it's masks or your body or viruses or even George Floyd. He sure needed some oxygen. So Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, will be here later. Kurt Haskell, you know, everybody's favorite lawyer of 2009 from Michigan, who saw, I mean, this is one of the most stunning and important accounts that we have of a private citizen. It's just, it's surreal almost, but he's here to talk about what he saw in 2009, what he's seeing now with coronavirus, what he's seeing with these riots, and we'll just have a good discussion. So hang tight on that. Uncle Kevin's joining us. Uncle Kelvin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be back, and it's another great day in America.
Well, let's just talk a couple news stories, the most prominent ones before we introduce Kurt. Let's go ahead. What's a couple of important stories?
This one I like pretty good. Sheriff warns rioters planning to raid neighborhoods. I'm highly recommending residentials shoot you dead. That's a great headline.
You notice that's not coming from the police, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's coming from a sheriff. Yeah, that's so cool.
Sheriffs are elected and they're accountable to the people, and police just really aren't. They really aren't. Not really. And I gotten some emails talking about how the police are protecting us. Believe me, I've said this over and over again. The police are not protecting you.
When it comes to push to shove, they'll run away.
Even in these riots and all this and what they're doing, and so many of them are doing such an honorable job. Frank called yesterday and wanted to honor them. I honor them also.
Yeah.
But bottom line, they're not doing it for you.
Nope.
We said this several times. You have the interest of the city or whatever. Yep. Let's say city of Dallas or whatever. You have the interest of the city of Dallas, and then you have the interest of the people of Dallas. When those two interests mesh, everything's fine. When they don't mesh, that's when we have problems.
Yeah, right they get their corporate marching orders.
If they're going to stop these riots, then they mesh with your feelings and they mesh with protecting you. But who are they really protecting? They're protecting order so that the city can maintain its order and maintain its power. Make no mistake, they are not working for you when it comes down to it. I promise you. Individually, they may feel that. Institutionally, they are not. It's just that simple. Donald Trump went to St. John's Church for a photo op. He held up a Bible, and you would have thought he would have ran over puppies. It was unbelievable. Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, everybody. The police got involved, maybe National Guard. I mean, there's reports of different things. They knew Trump was coming. Some staged protesters came over there. They wouldn't leave. And so they were forced to leave. And so then, look at all these innocent protesters, innocent demonstrators being forced to leave. Oh, it's so sad.
Yeah.
Drama. A big story out of Germany. German official leaks report. This is a report. This is not just one rogue person. This is and it was leaked. It was supposed to be a private report. Leaks a report denouncing Corona as a, quote, global false alarm. That is not what I'm saying. That is what this group in private study out of Germany says. Mm-hmm. Germany's federal government and mainstream media are engaged in damage control after a report that challenges the established Corona narrative leaked from the Interior Ministry. The Interior Ministry is having reports from their committees saying this is all a false alarm. The key points are: the dangerousness of COVID-19 is overestimated. Probably at no point did the danger posed by the new virus go beyond the normal level. Two, the people who die from corona are essentially those who would statistically die this year because they have reached the end of their lives and their weakened bodies can no longer cope with any random everyday stress. Three, worldwide, within a quarter of a year, there's been no more than 250,000 deaths from COVID compared to 1.5 million during the influenza wave of 07-18. The danger is obviously no greater than that of any other virus. Five, a reproach could go along these lines. During the corona crisis, the state approved itself as one of the biggest producers of fake news. That's not me saying that. That's the Interior Ministry of the German government.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Any more stories before we get to Kurt?
Trump Justice Department gears up for war on Antifa. Justice Department led by William Barr is following the president's leads. Federal prosecutors are gearing up to follow using available laws to crack down on the violent demonstrators and seem poised to follow an aggressive prosecutive model they used against even nonviolent protesters during the 2017 inauguration. So it looks like
Barr came out and said law enforcement must, quote, dominate the streets amid protests. Dominate.
Yeah,
they have to.
Well, they have to. Well, if they're rioting, they have to.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
I just don't like that word. I just don't like that word. I just don't like it. But, yeah, it's a rioting. Michael Snyder, shocking evidence that indicates that somebody is trying to orchestrate an internal uprising inside the United States. A very important story out of Technical Politics. Michael Snyder was on, I don't know, was he on 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, sure was.
Very interesting interview. Somebody's trying to orchestrate an internal uprising. Before we get to Kurt, for those of you who saw or heard the webinar with Daniel Estlin, remember what Daniel Estlin said. Remember about a year and a half, 2 years ago, he said, riots and civil war in the United States in 2020. I balked at it, said, that seems kind of quick. He said, 2020. I said, what? He said, 2020. Didn't hesitate. Is he Nostradamus? That webinar is extremely important. It's even more important now. And you can get it at the Power Mall. You can ask. You can get a copy. It's still $20. And you can get a copy and listen to it. It's at like an hour and 45 minutes. It's fantastic. It's provocative. It's thought-provoking. It's challenging. And it seems more important right now than it did when he gave it, a month ago or whatever it's been. Extremely important.
Yeah.
So check it out. Any last thoughts before we get to our guest, Kev?
Nope. Everything's good. It's another great day in America.
It is a great day. It's always a great day in America. Our first guest is, like I said, saw one of the most important eyewitnesses that we've had, certainly in the last 10, 15 years in America. He's a lawyer, or was a lawyer, and he was there in that airport. I'll have him tell the story. He also ran for Congress, had a very good campaign, got 43% of the vote, lost, unfortunately. But he wants to see America, on the upswing here. He's an American. He doesn't like what's going on, and his perspective is valid, and we'd love to have him on. Kurt Haskell, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Good to be back.
Very good. Great to have you. For people who don't know you, just give a brief, give a Reader's Digest version of who is Kurt Haskell and what happened in 2009 that really changed everybody's life, not just yours.
Sure. I'm sure most of your listeners know, but in 2009, the biggest story of the year was the underwear bomber tried to blow up a plane with a bomb in his underwear. Well, that was the plane I was on, and I was seven rows behind him when all this went down. But even before that, I saw how he boarded, and just miraculously, I saw him go to the counter with what looked like a wealthy-looking individual who talked for him at the counter, and they just caught my eye because the bomber just looked like a poor African kid walking with a wealthy man, so it was kind of a weird pair. And the wealthy guy talked, and he said, this man needs to get on the plane, but he doesn't have a passport, and then the girl at the counter denied entry, and then the wealthy-looking man said, well, we do this all the time. And there was a bit of an argument, and then she referred the two of them down the hallway to talk to a manager, and they walked down there together, and I quit watching, not thinking anything of it. And then a few hours later, as we're starting our descent to land, this guy tries to light a device in his pants. It was the same guy that I saw, who boarded because of a manager override to him not having a passport. Anyway, so I didn't know it at the time until they were escorting him off the plane, and I got a good look at him there, and then I finally made the connection. But I tried to tell the FBI this, in hopes of catching the accomplice at the Amsterdam airport that helped him board. And You know, at first they seemed interested, but then a few days later they came to my office to tell me I didn't see what I did and, you know, try to confuse me. But the video is hidden forever. It's never been released. And, you know, it became this big scam through the media and the government of how, you know, the video never showed any accomplice at the Amsterdam airport, which I knew was false. And, you know, I would go to the hearings and there would be things that would go on there that wouldn't be reported, very shady things. And I got into contact with his standby attorney. He had a helper attorney. He was representing himself. But I started talking to him and to see if he was being told everything. And I found out he was in the dark on a lot of things, too. And the body scanning machines we had in the airports were pushed onto us because of this incident. But in reality, he never went through security at all. He was taken out by this man in a suit. So it's all a big scam from the start. And, you know, he supposedly got this bomb from Al-Qaeda, but the bomb didn't have a detonator in it. The standby attorney was widely reported in the Detroit Free Press as saying the explosive experts hired in the case indicated that it wasn't really a bomb because it didn't have a detonator. So you can see where this is going. Al-Qaeda would never make a bomb without a detonator, a dud bomb, if you will. That's the sort of thing intelligence agencies do. And that's what we have here. It was a big scam, and that's why the video was never released. That's why he was beaten in prison to force a plea deal 3 hours into the trial so that I wouldn't be on the stand to testify as to what went on, you know, and that sort of thing. So it was all a big false flag event. And the goal was to get the body scanning machines into the airport and ramp up the budget for terror, because there had been an 8-year gap with no terrorist attack in the U.S. from 2001 until Christmas Day 2009. There were all these talks about cutting the terrorism budget and that sort of thing. So that's a very short Reader's Digest version of what happened there that I was, that I was an eyewitness to. And because of that, I became interested in, you know, these large media type events, and I've studied them ever since for the past 11 years.
Before we go to
become my hobby.
All right, let's pause right there. I hate to interrupt you, but I have to. Let's go back. The meeting with the FBI, you told the FBI, hey, wait a minute, there was some guy, looked like intelligence or something, in a suit who brought this guy on the plane. You need to check this out. They said, okay, whatever. And then the FBI came to your house, work, what? And then and then strong-armed you, tried to say, well, you didn't really see that. You were confused. I mean, explain how that went.
Yeah. No, they came to my law office. So they came to my law office, and I said, you guys brought the video, right? I want to help you identify what, you know, the guy and what would happen. And they just kind of shrugged their shoulders.
Oh, you thought they were going to actually, you thought they were there to help you.
you thought they were there to
help the case. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. See, I wasn't aware of these type of events when this happened to me. These sort of false flags, hoaxes, whatever you want to call them. I didn't know anything about these sort of things. I thought they actually wanted my help to catch this accomplice. Silly me. Anyway,
yeah, okay.
So not only did they not bring the video, they tried to put thoughts into my head like, hey, Kurt, you sure you can tell the difference between two African-American guys? You know, most people can't. You know, and there are a lot of African-Americans on this plane. And I said, I saw like 5. And this was a young kid, and he was the only young African-American guy on this plane that I know of. You know, but they kept saying, oh, no, we don't think so. You know, this kind of thing, trying to put doubt in my mind.
How would
they
know?
And they showed me nine pictures, nine still pictures. I'm sorry?
Yeah, how would they know? They said, no, I don't think so. How would they know what you saw or didn't see?
I don't know. They were just trying to put doubt in my mind. It was very obvious. They showed me 9 still pictures, and I said, you know, I don't know who the first 7 are, and the last 2 were of the Patsy, whatever you want to call them. I hate to say bomber, because he didn't even have a bomb. And I said, you know, these two are the bomber, the guy. But, you know, why do you need me to identify him? He's the guy that did it's the one, you know, the guy with the burned crotch, you know, that was escorted off the plane. You don't need any identification from me on that, you know. And they were like, are you sure those are both the same guy? You know, again, this kind of trying to put doubt in my mind kind of thing.
For most of America, most of America hears your story and they react how? Like the average American.
You know, it used to be, it started off initially about 90-95% were just saying, that's just stupid and nonsense. But then details start coming out, like, you know, the video is hidden. ABC News then came out and said, you know, we heard it from an inside source that there was an accomplice to help the bomber get on the plane in case he got cold feet. So, you know, this is after they denied there was an accomplice. So there are little drips coming out. There are hearings in Congress where it was admitted that they knew this guy was a terrorist ahead of time. They let him on the plane on purpose, supposedly to have him come to the U.S. and then follow him and catch accomplices. At least that's what they said. So, you know, there's the admission that they knew who he was and let him on the plane. So little pieces started to come out, you know, and then the Free Press article where the standby attorney admitted that the explosive experts said there was no detonator in the device, so it could not have blown. You know, little by little, and the opinion of the American people started to turn to maybe, I don't know, 60-70% now believe my story, maybe even 80%. It's gone. It's completely flipped. You know, there are still those people that are in complete denial that, you know, the U.S. wouldn't do this sort of thing. But
is
they
it,
do.
Is it they true do. That Chertoff, was he head of Homeland Security at the time? I can't remember. Where was he? Defense Secretary?
He was head of Homeland Security in when the 9/11 attacks happened. By this time, he was no longer head of
Department but he was involved Security. With the company that was selling the body scanners.
Yes, and they had a huge amount of them in warehouses already built but couldn't sell them. And there was a bill pending in Congress. I believe it had passed the House and was in the Senate. And what the bill said was the body scanning machine should not be used unless a person first sets off the metal detector. So it would be for a secondary screening only. And that's what the bill said, which would have crushed the man for the body scanning machines. Crushed it. So, and then this event happens while the bill is pending, and then it gets voted down. So it was all very corrupt how all this went down. You know, and Chertoff goes on TV right after pushing all these body scanning machines.
Now, you're a lawyer. I think that's very important to this. You probably picked up what the FBI was doing to you probably pretty quick. You can tell when you're trying to you're a lawyer. You know how to create doubt in somebody's mind or create doubt in a witness. You knew what was going on. I mean, you have a legal opinion here that's much more valid than the average person. Your legal training tells you what now as you look at all this?
As of now? Oh, it was all a big scam, no question. To get more terrorism funding and to get those machines into the airports.
That's stunning, Kurt.
No question.
I mean, it's stunning. You know, even this show, we deal with this kind of thing all the time. I don't know if you realize how important your testimony, your witness of this is. It's stunning what you're saying. The excuse that the American government used to put the body scanners to start treating you almost a strip search at the airport. To treat you like a dog training in these airports and to intrude on your life and the Bill of Rights. The whole thing was a planned, orchestrated scam. Scam. Period.
It was all a scam.
There's no ambiguity at all. A scam. The
no,
whole damn
not
thing.
To me. It's all a scam, yeah. Remember, too, his device was a powder device, so it wouldn't have set off the metal detectors that were in use for security then. On purpose. I mean, this is how they set this up. They give this guy this powder device so they can say, look, the metal detectors wouldn't have caught this. And they make it so the plane doesn't blow up, because then you have less evidence of how all this went down, right? He has to fail, because then you have to catch him and say, look, this is a powder bomb. You know, if the plane instead blows up, well, so does the bomb, and it's scattered in a trillion pieces all over the place, and maybe you don't know how the bomb ever got on the plane. So you have to see how corrupt this was and how detailed. And the fact that it didn't have a detonator tells you he was given this device by some kind of undercover agent, Al-Qaeda, I'm sure, because he believed he was a terrorist. So he would have taken the bomb from someone he trusted, so someone undercover posing as Al-Qaeda, I would assume.
Where is he now? Where is the underwear or the shoe bomber now?
You know, I haven't looked in a couple of years, but last I heard he was down with, you know, the Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, and the Olympic Park bomber, and so, you know, in the max security prison, I think in Colorado, what, 8 floors below ground or something. Last I heard, wow. I don't know if he's still there.
What did this do to your feeling about American government? What did you think of before about our American government, and what did you think of now that you've reconciled what really happened? How has your opinion changed?
Okay. So before, I was like a lot of normal Americans, not really, you know, thinking this kind of corruption went on. That, you know, you had your team, Democrats or Republicans, and, you know, the other side was bad and that kind of thing. But not this sort of corruption. I had no idea any of this went on. And it completely changed my mind. It was very shocking to me, actually. My reality changed in a very quick time. I knew there was a fake event. I knew the media was lying about it. I knew the government was lying about it. I knew the courts were complicit in it and covering it up. So courts that I worked in every day, the court case went to a judge that I knew personally, that I practiced in front of. You know, this is how personal all this was to me in my town.
Wow.
Was the trial. Wow. And they were covering it up and calling me a liar, basically, in the press.
There's the music. Stay tuned. On the other side, more with Kurt Haskell. You're listening to The Power Hour. Just wow. Just wow. Stay tuned.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Over at the Power Mall, Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail. If you're not detoxing with these type of products, how are you detoxing? Because there's only really two sources of disease. And you want to stay healthy. You don't want disease, right? You want ease in your body. So you got to detox and you got to put nutrients in your body. It's that simple. If you're not using these products, then what are you using? That's the question you need to ask yourself. Phosphatidylcholine, of course, essential to go with the cod liver oil. Carlson's is what we recommend. We have the non-GMO powder, phosphatidylcholine. Not all supplements are the same, as you know. A buy one, get one free on OxyLift. Egg in the cave, Mr. Oxygen will be here in, about 30 minutes or so. Buy one, get one free. What more do you want? Fantastic special. Fantastic to get oxygen and minerals in your body. You'll hear about it on the other side. Purely C bulk powder from North American Urban Spy, Zeotrex. Zeotrex, get heavy metals out of your body. Of course, the OxyLift. Constitution Pocket Editions. Let's start carrying around these. I think I'm going to do this. I have some at home, but I need to carry some in the car, whatever, have them around. But let's get some pocket edition constitutions. Let's carry them around. Put those in your order. Ask for them. Of course, the pamphlets, the little booklets from the Sheriff Matt case is extremely important from the mid-90s, establishing the Clio in the counties, establishing the sheriff's position and the oath. When there's an order and an oath, the oath is supreme. The oath of office is what I've been telling you, but law enforcement, the oath is supreme. And a sheriff, a police cannot be punished for honoring their oath. You know, that may not be all-time practice, but the Supreme Court, that's what they have ruled. Healthy balance from Mother Earth Minerals. Tranquil, the new product for anxiety. So many people have anxiety. Calm down. It's also a symptom of depression. You can check that out from Dr. Matthew Pfeiffer. Vitamin D, of course, selenium, magnesium, zinc. You know all these things. They're just essential. You're not getting them in your food. You are not getting them in your food. Then the question becomes, where are you going to get them? Astaxanthin with DHA from Robert Redfern, Essential Digestive Plus. Every time you eat, take a digestive pill. Sometimes I forget, but probably about 60, 70% of the time I use these digestive pills. It makes a difference. Hyzorb Q10 for your heart, other things. Of course, the Strauss Heart Drops and Strauss products always. The Kidney Support, unbelievable products. The CardioCom, unbelievable. I'll tell this maybe next half hour tomorrow. I'll tell the story about being here, visiting my in-laws and stuff and how my body has reacted. It's really fascinating. Strauss products have a lot to do with it. That and more over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Getting back to Kurt Haskell. Kurt, did you receive any blowback or threats or, I don't know, strong arm, anything as this went down?
No, nothing like that. You know, I had my phones tapped. And,
how do you know that?
You know,
how do you know that?
Well, because you can hear things in the background when your phones are tapped that shouldn't be there. So that's how clicking and different things like that.
I hear that all the time, Kurt. Are my phones tapped too? They probably are.
Maybe they are. I don't know. It's an obvious difference, though. And not only that, but I had, like, things on my computer would get altered or erased. Also, my Facebook page or certain messages would not come through, that kind of thing. You know, that people, I would be on the phone with someone and they'd be saying, hey, I'm sending you this message right now. And I would look and it would never come through, that kind of thing. So I knew they were tampering with my electronics. The biggest tactic they took against me was first to not talk about me, ignore me. Well, first of all, I was on TV quite a bit and on major radio programs. But when Obama came out and said, he acted alone and gave this big speech, that was it. The media ignored me then for a year and a half, up until a week before the trial. And they knew I was listed as the only witness for the defense. So then they started ridiculing me in the press to try and make me seem crazy. So that was the tactic they used. And then as soon as he was forced to take a plea and the trial ended after 3 hours, then they quit talking about me again. Even, it's funny. I gave a victim impact statement where I ripped the press, government, everybody for being liars about this and covering it up. And there were only 6 victim impact statements, and the press would say, you know, this person spoke, and here's what they talked about, listed 5, and then they ignored me completely. And then you mentioned my name or anything I said. It was kind of funny. It was such an obvious cover-up.
So. That's when you see the media act like that, and you know the government's trying to marginalize you, obviously – I would have to imagine in your mind, you're like, wow, the government is in control of the media too. Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, you're right. It's very, very shocking. Right. So I went from being completely unaware of all this to within a short time knowing for sure the government is corrupt, staging fake events. The press is complicit and the courts are complicit. It was quite shocking.
Wow.
So, of course, that led me to running for Congress in 2012, a couple years later, which I lost. That's a whole nother story about how corrupt that is. And then after I lost on that, I said, no, this country can't change without a civil war. So Lori and I decided to retire and move to Costa Rica. So in 2014, we moved to Costa Rica. So that's the effect this has had on my life, completely life-changing.
You might be closer to your wish than you think, or I don't know your wish, but your prophecy, I guess. America's in quite a disarray. The media, obviously, it's probably similar to what you saw with your situation, very complicit, very biased, very obviously has an agenda that they're pushing. Whether you agree or disagree with what happened, certainly the way it's been handled is orchestrated. I mean, there's no question. There's an orchestration to it. Back up a little bit to the coronavirus. Earlier this year, obviously, the world was going to come to an end. Millions of people are going to die, and we need to give up all our rights to save us from some invisible thing, the coronavirus. As you look from a distance, now you're outside the country and looking into America, maybe you experienced it there, I don't know, but what came to your mind as you saw how America reacted to the coronavirus situation?
Oh, it was shocking. It's going on here, too. But, shocking completely to what they were doing.
In what way? Well, shocking how? Why?
The overreaction, again. Trump, in my opinion, is very quick to rip up the Constitution and destroy your civil liberties. And that's what I saw going on with these. You know, and people say, hey, he didn't order the lockdowns. True. All he did was declare a state of emergency that allowed for the governors to declare the lockdowns, and he sat and watched as all this took place and did nothing. So I know a lot of people will argue with me on that point back and forth. But here's what I see going on here. The 5G system the 5G rollout was set up to be installed during this event. So they knew it was going to happen ahead of time. This is all planned out. And these government installs nationwide, they take a long time to plan out. So they knew this was going to go down. So that means Trump knew, of course. So, and he's been always very happy to comply and help the police, the military, and any kind of spying operations whatsoever, which is what 5G is. It's a massive spy operation in real time that's going to use implanted chips to track you all the time by their 5G technology. And that would be implanted in you by these coronavirus vaccines, which are not here yet, but Trump has ordered. So you can see how this is all going to play out. Now, what Trump did is, it was a good political move, but it's not good for the people of the U.S. Just allow his enemies, these different Democratic governors, destroy their states, make their people unhappy, put in all these draconian lockdown measures, et cetera, in an attempt to destroy the economy and blame it on Trump, blame his control of the coronavirus, you know, his inept procedures, whatever you want to call it, on him. And we saw that in several states, California, Michigan, Illinois. And a lot of them are trying to bankrupt their states, make it so bad. They're already bankrupt, a lot of these states. But they're trying to make it so bad that they need a federal bailout where they can have cover and blame it on the coronavirus. So that's kind of see how I see that going on. Also, it was timed, the coronavirus, with the collapse of the stock market. The stock market was getting crushed then, and they were spending trillions of dollars just to prop it up. This happens. Trump bails out the bankrupt banks. He gives unlimited powers to the Federal Reserve Bank. Magically, the stock market goes right back up. So you can see this was kind of a planned out with the bankers, too, that, you know, hey, we're going to take this down. You're going to give us powers. We're going to make you good, look good for election time by propping it back up and that kind of thing. You know, the stock market was always Trump's baby from the start. He was always bragging about it. So I see as this is something where Trump was complicit. It was an attempt to take down him also by the reactions of the governors. But to me, this is about him being complicit in the security state and also giving cover for himself and the bankers as the stock market was falling apart. So that's kind of how I see the coronavirus. And now you see it going away. Like on a whim. So you can see this was another scam. You know, they inflated the numbers, labeling basically any death in the U.S. as a coronavirus death to make it look so deadly. But, you know, I heard your news article earlier. Even Germany's calling it a scam now. So it's pretty obvious.
That's a pretty powerful article. We didn't have time to go over the whole thing, but just those bullet points, those four or five bullet points. I mean, this is coming from the Interior Ministry in Germany. This isn't a single rogue, government worker. This is a committee that spent a lot of time looking at this. It was supposed to be a private report to stay in the Interior. It got leaked. Obviously, somebody was very concerned and was tired of the BS. And now everybody's scrambling for, you know, to try to make sense of it in a PR way. Let me point out a couple things about what you said to Trump. Okay, right now we are looking at it's the beginning of it. Is it going to continue? I think it probably will in some semblance. It may spit and sputter. But basically with these checks, $2,000 a month or $4,000 a month some people are getting, it's basically the beginning of UBI, Universal Basic Income. We're seeing now a call, like you said, you mentioned the security state, police in the streets, National Guard military in the streets, in the streets of America, on Americans. If that was Obama, the conservative part of our country, the gun-toting, Bible-clenching part of this country, would have went nuts. They would have went absolutely out of their mind that Obama was putting military on the streets, that there's a socialist UBI, everybody's getting a check. What are we turning into? Nazi Germany. It was this Nazi Germany combined with Chinese communism, social credit. What is it? I mean, they would have went crazy. But because it's done when Trump is the president, it's almost like it's, well, okay, he doesn't have a choice. It's excuses are made for it. Your perspective on that?
Oh, I agree. I think what you're witnessing is the takedown of the United States right now. It had to be done during a Republican presidency for the reason you said. There would be a huge shootout if it was done, say, while Obama was in office. But instead, all these people make excuses for Trump. And, of course, we have this QAnon crowd that supports him, trusts the plan, despite the fact that he never does anything. But it makes them complacent, too. So they're sitting on their hands waiting for something to happen. It never does. So, there's fault on both sides here, and I believe this is a battle for control between two cartels, both bad, neither represents the interests of the American people in different ways, and I see Trump as the one to rip up the Constitution into a million pieces. It's kind of how I see his role, and while the people cheer him on.
Wow.
That's kind of how I see it.
It's very powerful what you're saying. We got a caller. Let's get Richard. Richard in Washington. Let's get his perspective. Do you have a comment or question, Richard? You're live on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to draw on your very astute presenter, his legal opinion. And this is based on a legal brief written by Daniel Garcia. Is it not true that this country went bankrupt March 9th, 1933, by declaration of President Roosevelt?
Yeah, I think it did. I'd have to read exactly what you're talking about, but I believe that's when Social Security was implemented. We had the New Deal and the gold confiscation. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I think this had to do with all of that. And the reason for the Social
Security
numbers.
Yeah, that was the Emergency Bankrupt Act, or the Emergency Bankers Act. And that was brought to the congressional record by James Traficant, which was why he was kind of put to pasture out of the public view. And if that's the case, we're, as a nation, insolvent and basically in Chapter 11, as James Traficant pointed out. And in that case, they've instituted corporate feudalism. Everybody now is a corporate entity, a corporate employee, including the police, which is why they don't act. And they're just vassals of the corporate entity. All governments are corporations.
I heard that a lot, and I can't agree with it, and I can't disagree, but it does make a lot of sense why nobody follows the Constitution anymore, because they're acting as a corporate board and not
let me interject for a second here. We did an interview, Al Whitney, who since has died, and that I was heartbroken for that. You can look on our website. You can probably search Al Whitney and get her interview. She details and goes over the Trading with the Enemies Act of 1917, and you can read it. And then it was amended in, I can't remember the year. I mean, I'm going by memory here. But
in 1933,
it was amended. Okay, then it was amended to include Americans.
Bank.
That's right. You got it. And then Americans, who was the enemy? Americans were. Why? Because they had the gold. So by that act, they had the authority then to declare that you got to give us your gold. So they separated us from the Constitution by bringing us into this corporate vassalhood, feudalism, like you just said. I completely agree with that point. What I don't like is when we can be whatever we want to be right here, right now. We are whatever we want to be. Are we sovereigns? Are we divinely endowed? Are we protected by the Constitution? I mean, it's all up in the air right now. And you can see a major battle, and people are waking up, and it is a race. And I think what you said, Richard, and coming to a basic understanding of that, I think it's exceptionally important, and I'm glad that you brought it up. Last comment.
Well, that's
Richard.
Exactly the point. Unless we understand what our quote unquote status is and declare our status, we are corporate entities also, all capital letters, when brought before the court, as your guest knows. And because of that, essentially we're guilty and indebted right from the get. I mean, it's a money court. All they're declaring is who's going to get the money. That's the only thing they actually rule on. And, you know, we've got to be aware of that. We've got to declare our status. The only way, quote unquote, as you pointed out, the Declaration of Independence can apply is if we declare our status as we the people and not we the corporate entities by birth certificate. We've got to deny our birth certificate. We've got to get to be free and in liberty individuals so that we can bring the country back.
Well, I love what you said, Richard. I think the battle is on right now. Will America wake up to who they are? Will they? I mean, that's what it is. I think what Kurt is saying about Trump, I think whatever you think about Donald Trump has done a lot of good things. Whether his motives are for the people or not, there's a lot of good things that we can use to spring forward. He's also done a lot of things and led to brought about things that I would have never wanted. We never want. And so what is he really doing? Kurt Haskell says he's like there's two cartels fighting. Daniel Esselin said the same thing. There's two cartels here. If you want to be, you know, for simplistic sake, Hillary Clinton represents one cartel and Donald Trump represents another cartel. And they're fighting and one is, you know, vanilla and one's chocolate. You may like the chocolate version better than the vanilla version, but we have an opportunity here. I believe that. And Kurt thinks it's going to take civil war or revolution. Well, you know, we might be there. So what is going to come out of this? There's obviously forces trying to take down this country. The police, Kurt, please comment on this fact. I said it earlier. We've been saying this a lot. People, this whole situation with George Floyd, the police do not work for the people. They work for the city of wherever their municipality is. And so they work for their interest. That's why they enforced all this coronavirus BS. Because they don't work for you. They don't work for the Bill of Rights. Until we realize that, Richard, I'm afraid I don't think we'll get to the point where you're saying, Richard, is where we need to go. Kurt Haskell,
well,
you're coming.
Well, let's take it even further. Yeah. and use your perspective. Why is the church being shut down by the government, the corporation? I mean, unless the church rises up, which is the Protestant Revolution, you know, the country's gone.
I agree with you, Richard. See, now I'm going to get upset, and I'm not going to get Kurt's opinion on this. But that police, those police who are writing tickets for those that congregation in Mississippi, I mean, this happened lots of places, but that was reported the most. They're at church in their car listening to the radio to the preacher, and these police are knocking on the window saying, what's your name? What's your number? What's your driver's license? Well, here's your $500 ticket. What if those people would said, F you, I'm not giving you anything? What if they would have said, screw you and the horse you rode in on, you're an unconstitutional hack. They would have beat them. They would have pulled them out of the car. They would have shown exactly who they are. They don't work for the people. Everybody who is listening to this show, you may have your Uncle Jim, who is a police officer, who's a good guy and loves America. But Uncle Jim's police office, 90% of them in this country, they don't work for the people, period, end of story. And when their interests and the people's interests mesh, everybody thinks, oh, everything's fine. But when they don't, then they're dragging old ladies out of cars and giving them $500 tickets because they dare to go to church, because they dare to think that they can follow their conscience and honor God and go to church. That's where we are in America. Until we realize that.
If the church doesn't rise up and fight the two cartels, it's just a matter of which cartel rules over us as slaves and vassals of the corporate feudal.
Until we realize it and do something about it. You're probably right, Richard. Until we do. Kurt, we got a few minutes at the top of the hour. I want to extend you if we can, but your comment on any of that.
Okay. No, I agree. The police are there for law enforcement, right? I mean, it used to be serve and protect, but, you know, they kind of changed it to now law enforcement. So that's not in the interest of the people. They're there to arrest people. That's it. follow, they're there for their own interests, keep their jobs, and to do what the politicians tell them to do, and that's it. And you see that with, you know, I was watching some of these Minneapolis riots in the initial days, a few days ago. The police weren't doing anything. They were just standing in a line and letting all the rioters do whatever they wanted to do. I mean, that's not protecting the people. The rioters even burned the police station down, and the police had to run out of it. It was crazy. And they're not protecting you. They're taking orders, in that case, from the mayor to do nothing. So, yeah, I agree with you.
Well, I had this discussion with one of my good friends. We're here with family and friends and stuff down at this little get-together. And he said, well, this is like a lot of people's job. They're still just doing what their boss tells. I said, yeah, that's right, Todd. But you and your job didn't take an oath to defend the Constitution. They did. They have a badge and a gun, and they run around like the Wild Wild West, just doing whatever somebody tells them to do. That's the same argument the Nazis made. I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm just being told. I'm just doing what I'm told. Just being doing what you're told. My God, you've got to be kidding me. We're about to come on break. Is there any final thing that you'd like to say? Can you stay past the top just a little bit on the next side, Kurt?
I can say, yeah.
I want to get your feelings about these riots and anything here. I didn't know. Richard, it was a great call. It was a great point, but I didn't know we were going to go there. But just hang on, Kurt. We're coming on a break, and then we'll go from there.
But what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.